This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death, a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has so far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic, a figure that's nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties for all the wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington, who track factors spreading the virus and provide regular projections of the death toll, say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The United States has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have recorded more deaths per capita. The World Health Organization announced that this week that 156 nations will take part in a global initiative to develop, manufacture, and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director general of WHO, said 64 wealthy nations have agreed to take part in the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, dubbed COVAX. The project aims to deliver up to 2 billion doses of a safe and effective vaccine around the world by the end of 2021. Initially, the vaccines would be sent to healthcare workers and other high-risk candidates. Dr. Tedros said another 38 nations are expected to join COVAX in the coming days. "This is not charity," he said. "It's in every country's best interest. We sink or we swim together." Missing from the list of participating nations are the United States, China, and Russia. The Trump administration has launched its own COVID-19 vaccine initiative, Operation Warp Speed. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For the first time in its 75-year history, leaders of the United Nations' 193 member states are delivering their annual speeches to the UN General Assembly on video instead of in person, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Tuesday's session includes speeches from Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, U.S. President Donald Trump, Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, China's Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin of Russia, and France's Emmanuel Macron. The only attendees in the cavernous General Assembly Hall are a single masked envoy from each member station and member nation, plus the European Union, the Holy See, and the non-member observer state of Palestine. The changes in this year's General Assembly are in response to the coronavirus pandemic and are done in order to maintain social distancing. The United Nations was formed in 1945 in the aftermath of World War II to prevent another large-scale conflict. The headquarters is located on international territory within New York City. In remarks on the UN's 75th anniversary Monday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said a third world war, which so many had feared, has been avoided. He noted other UN accomplishments, including reducing hunger and poverty, assisting millions of victims of conflict and disaster, and the eradication of diseases. But he said gender inequality, climate change, and cybersecurity are still threats the UN must confront. The United States is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest of a leader of the National Liberation Army, or ELN, rebel group in Colombia. The U.S. accuses Wilver Villegas Palomino of participating in an ongoing scheme to distribute Colombian cocaine in the United States to finance the rebel group. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently described Palomino on Twitter as an indicted narco-terrorist following a visit to Colombia. The ELN was founded more than 50 years ago to fight against unequal distribution of wealth in Colombia, but it's gained international notoriety for terrorist activities, including murders. A Pakistani court Tuesday sentenced two men to death and another four convicts to life in prison for setting a garment factory ablaze in 2012. It was the worst industrial fire in the country's history. It killed 264 people. The court said the men from a local political party started the fire in retaliation after the factory owners refused to pay more than $1 million in extortion money. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has unveiled a plan to land the first woman on the moon in 2024. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said the $28 billion plan aims to return humans to the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.